Blackstone Audiobooks presents The King's Land, A Tale of the Band of Four by Ed Greenwood. The dedication reads, To Brian, for a dream shared, true friend, superb editor, fellow fan. Prologue. The tavern sighed again. Phlerus frowned across the warm room. Jacks of burnished copper hung on a forest of stout pillars, flashed fire flicker back at him. Long-whiskered men hefted pipes and tankards unconcernedly, as if none heard the mournful wail but a would-be bard visiting from oversea. He covered his darting glances with a sip of wine. A shiver trailed cold fingers down his back as the wailing ghosted past to his left. Peering that way, he caught the eye of a lion-maned old man two tables away, an eye that was keen, hawk-gold, and amused. "You'll get used to it," the man told him, scratching his nose with a thoughtful thumb. "Truly." Phlerus del Camper drew in a deep breath. Arching his brow in a failing attempt to look unconcerned, he asked as quietly as possible, "Is it a haunting, then?" The old man chuckled. "Came in the back door, did you? From over the wave?" Phlerus flushed. "From Ragalar," he said shortly, "for the moot. Landed at dusk on the Stormbird." Bristling brows rose. "Costs a pearl or two for that swifter passage." Phlerus found himself measured, that golden gaze flicking up and down like a thrusting sword. He squirmed, suddenly more uncomfortable under scrutiny than he'd been since childhood. Those golden eyes saw...